January 30th, 2025, JEDCO Executive Committee Meeting.
And we have a quorum.
Nothing interesting you say about me.
And just watching those kids come down, I mean, it was like a movie.
We live on the
line. They had boxes and cartons and.
Oh, no, there was a guy on skis.
Yes.
Did you see that in my house? Yeah.
There was
2 hours.
It was, I saw an article in the news.
Did you see Arthur Blank's yacht?
Was on ski.
Did you see Shad Khan's?
Yeah.
I mean, it blows Arthur's out the water.
It's not the yacht I'm talking about. It's about where it's docked.
Yeah. Oh, did I tell you the story? I was just telling Michael. Paul was telling me.
He was fully decked
at
out.
Washington Morning Club.
I feel
that Jerry Jones,
more than just
Arthur
kids
Blank,
you're seeing on the
and Shad Khan.
There were a lot of big rear ends in some of the strangest things.
Went to.
Started running after this.
What a week. What a week.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I'd like to call the meeting to order, and if we could all stand, please, for the Pledge of Allegiance, led by Gene.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I'd like to welcome our guests this morning. We have Reed Smith from Jefferson Parish and Kate Creed from Adams and Reese. Welcome. Also, I'd like to approve our absences today. We have Joe Riccobono and Bob Stevens. Can I get a motion?
Second.
It's been moved by Gene, second by Linda, that the absences are approved. Motion passes.
Just if you will remember him in your prayers today, I think Bob is having actually a procedure today for some cancer, I don't think life-threatening, but he's having his procedure today.
All right, thank you. Approval of minutes for December the 19th, 2024. Motion?
Move.
Can I get a second?
Second.
It's been moved by Jim and second by Billy. Motion passes. All right, any public comments on any of the agenda items? None said. We'll move forward. All right, now we have the unfinished and new business. Approval of an amendment to the 2025 budget for the Entrepreneurial and Innovation Department. Lacey?
Okay, well, we are certainly geared up and ready to spend some money in the Department of Entrepreneurship and Innovation. If you recall, it was recommended by the EDGE 2025 that we create a focused position, focused on entrepreneurship, so we could be more a part of that ecosystem here locally, but also, you know, extend our impact to startups and entrepreneurs. In our August of last year, we filled that position with Diane Scalfani.
She moved.
I think you've all met Diane, and she certainly has a track record of much success in providing technical assistance to startups and entrepreneurs. But that position being created in August 2024, we had already brought you the departmental schedule in our budget in June, but that was a bare bones schedule because we knew when we filled that position that we would develop our activities, you know, our program of activities for the year, and then bring that budget to you all for approval. And typically we bring our first amended budget, organization-wide to our board in June. But we're bringing this one a little early because, frankly, she needs to start, going places, getting mileage reimbursements, and doing some activities that I'll share with you in just a bit. So with Diane, we developed this comprehensive budget for the department. We know that, obviously, with the food and beverage incubator and the design work we're doing now, it's time to start developing materials where we can recruit tenants, we can spread the word about the incubator, create more awareness of that in the public, and then even program to start assisting food and beverage startups, you know, like I said, recruiting tenants, and then other businesses as well, not necessarily in the food and beverage industry. But let me start by pointing out here, go to the schedule here, which is the next page. So we have, she has a brilliant idea, and we're super excited to hold an event. It's actually a business pitch competition. It'll be called Chefs of Jefferson Pitch Competition. And this is kind of to maintain the momentum we have with this big announcement of the incubator and our focus on the food and beverage industry. This is another way to do it, but it's also a way to assist these small business owners in Jefferson Parish that are food-related. It could be food truck owner, catering business, you know, restaurant. They can all apply to participate. We anticipate getting sponsorships for prize awards too for the various levels and of, you know, first place, second, an audience choice for the dish, favorite dish award. You'll notice on the revenues, we identify a CDBG grant at $30,000, and that's what we anticipate receiving that we can apply towards the Shepherd Jefferson pitch event. We do know, and we just actually learned yesterday from, I think it was Jefferson Parish Community Development Department, that we've had to apply for this grant through, that we would not be able to start spending the funds until July 1st at the earliest. But we're okay with that. We can start working on some other things in the meantime. So, you know, I would say the staff salary benefits, SEP IRA, we adjusted those to be in line with that position. Dues and subscriptions, Diane is actually exploring some software now. We're going to do a demo together soon. It's all about developing a business plan. So like entrepreneurs she's assisting can actually get on that program and submit their business plan. She can review and leave comments in that. It's a great program. I think that'll help us and help her very much so in providing that kind of assistance to those entrepreneurs. Programs and events, of course, that's reflective of the Chefs of Jefferson pitch competition expenses. And PR and advertising at $15,000, you know, that's for other kinds of promotional materials to, again, bring about public awareness of the incubator, recruitment, and also fundraising for the incubator, developing some materials that we can leave with folks that we meet with as we ask for donations. Of course, business development, these are expenses that come up as we're implementing various programs and work, even attending luncheons, things like that. Of course, travel mileage too is for local mileage reimbursement, but also for flight costs, hotel costs, and related to a particular conference that I believe Diane will be attending this year. And that's staff development. Of course, we have encouraged professional development of all of our staff, whether it's working toward an IEDC certification or something else, and we wanted to give that same opportunity to Diane. And then again, seminars, conferences, convention, that would be for registration costs associated with those out-of-town or local events. So this is the program that we've developed, and again, we will bring to you the full organizational amended budget in June of this year. Any questions?
Well, with none being said, or no questions being asked, I'd like to get a motion and a second to approve.
Move. Second.
It's been moved by Jim, second by Michael. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any noes? Motion passes. All right, approval of an unbudgeted item in the amount of $7,500 to contract with Next Move Group, LLC, for the purpose of performing research and a salary study of 20 similar sized organizations, and authorizing JETCO's president and CEO to execute the contract.
Okay, this you have a copy of the contract in your package or on the screen there. It's a simple contract. Next Move Group is a firm that does a significant amount of job placement in the economic development realm. But as in this year, my contract ends, and in speaking with the officers, we thought it would be prudent to do a survey of similarly sized organizations to see how some of the executives are compensated. So this is a contract to do such. They will look at 20 organizations, both in state and out of state, to see where we stand for senior staff. So I'm happy to answer any questions, but it's as you can see, a pretty simple contract actually.
And I'll comment. We met with Jerry, talked about this, and one of the things before I became a board member, but certainly reinforced while I've been a board member, is the quality of the staff that we have, and Jerry and the team's ability to keep that staff has been really outstanding. And we want to make sure that we're on par with the people that would be trying to poach our staff. So I'm pretty excited about the item. I thought it'd be more expensive than this, so.
I think to that point, they have done so much placement, especially within the state, that they have a lot of this information now that they've been able to obtain over the years, and it's not going to require as much of them actually going out.
Okay. Any questions? All right, thanks for the comment, Jim. With that said, can I get a motion?
I move.
I'll second.
It's been moved by Linda and second by Billy. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. And now we'll have our president and CEO give his report.
That was quick. Penny, do you want to start with the related party questionnaires?
Oh, your stuff will be fun. In front of you, you're going to have a big envelope and a little envelope. The little envelope is the related party questionnaire, and it is part of our audit each year. The auditor has requested that you fill them out, and if you will, fill them out today since our meeting is so short, and leave them in that box right up there. So that's the little envelope. Then some of you, Billy, you won't have it, but some of you have a financial disclosure form in front of you that's highlighted 2022. If you haven't received it already, you're going to be receiving a certified letter in the mail that says we used the wrong form in 2022. Not necessarily the wrong form, but a form that had been revised. We submitted, when I partially filled them out for you and gave them to you to send in, I used a form that said revised 2016. I did not know it had been updated in 2021. So I've already had two commissioners reach out to me, Jean Sauce being one, that received a letter, certified mail, that says your 2022 report was submitted on an outdated form and is no longer accepted. They asked him to submit it within 7 days, and it said failure to file within the 7 days will subject you to an automated late fee of $50 per day up to a maximum of $1,500. So
do we know whose job it is to be reviewing three-year-old?
I don't know. It's and with Michael Fahrenholt was the other one, and even with Gene, the form they sent him, they wanted him to use the form that was revised in August 2024. So I did.
Makes no.
Yeah. So I would have thought they would have asked them to use the 2021 form at least. Yeah. But during the legislative session last year, I was tracking bills, and I did see some bills that discussed financial disclosure forms and that there would be some changes. Some of it didn't really relate to us, but at the end, when the governor did sign it and it became an act, I thought, well, I better really check now and see if this form has been revised. And sure enough, they did revise it in August 24. So this packet is due by May 15th, and I made sure that you have the most current form, August 24. So this one is due by May 15th. This one is due, and if you want to fill it out and leave it with me today, I will upload all of these. And I will also contact Tammy Frazier, who is the controller that sent the letter certified mail out.
So I try as hard as possible to copy my old one.
I know.
So do we know what's changed from the last one to this one?
I have to say.
Lynette kind of went over it with me, and the form itself, the instructions didn't change at all. And the only thing I could find on the form was it says...
The revision date.
Was the revision date. And they worded, you'll see, check one of the boxes. And it used to say, I have filed my state income tax return for the year listed above. That's what it reads on the new form. The old form says, I have filed my state income tax return for the year, for the previous year, which is what you're filling out. It meant the same thing. So that's the only language I could find.
Or 3 years.
Yeah.
It was thoroughly reviewed, though, Jim.
I would like to know who found a 2-year-old meaningless clerical error and find out why they're not busier.
And how much they get paid.
Yeah. So anyway, just to review, the small envelope,
that's about right.
Please leave this one today in the box. Close it up, seal it, because Jedco does not look at it. We pass it on to the auditors. This one you can leave with me and I'll upload for you, or you feel more comfortable, you can submit it. There's 3 ways to submit it. And then this one is due May 15th. And I did provide inside it a self-addressed stamped envelope if you want to mail it or however you want to get it to the state. Thank you.
Thank you, Ben.
All right. So we are heading into Taylor Swift Week in New Orleans.
Again.
There are a number of activities taking place that we actually are involved in. I know Jocelyn will be representing JEDCO in the host committee parade. Louisiana Economic Development has a float. Annalisa, in working with Joe Riccobono, one of our commissioners, and the Chef's Brigade is involved in some oyster initiatives in the run-up to Super Bowl. I will be attending some of the events at the Louisiana Now Pavilion, which is the governor's, basically his hospitality area at the convention center. But other than Super Bowl, that really is the first shoe to drop in the first quarter of this year. 2 days after that is the official kickoff of the parish's bicentennial. Also that week, we will be celebrating some major ribbon cuttings groundbreakings that we really want to encourage every one of you to attend if you can. These are projects that JEDCO was highly involved in, and they're high profile project. So we will be celebrating the groundbreaking for UBE, which is the $500 million investment at Cornerstone relative to EV battery production. RNGD Renegade is going to be cutting the ribbon on their facility in the LaBar Business Park, and this is the consolidation of their all of their facilities and headquarters into Jefferson. Again, another project that we were highly engaged in.
Did everybody get the Renegade invitation?
Not everybody.
It had a TV in it.
It was cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Want to see it?
We can pass it around here, but
I think the pilot's too high.
We also on, I think on Valentine's Day, are doing the ribbon cutting for primary workspace, which is the co-working space in the old Gretna school on Huey P. Long, which if you haven't seen it, is an absolutely beautiful job that they have done with that. I think last time, well, I toured it last week or the week before, but prior to that, last time I was in there, it was just studs and open walls and deteriorating. And they have done an incredible job. In fact, I'm inquiring about moving either our board retreat or a full board meeting there, just to show that that space off, to see what we don't really have any spaces like that in Jefferson. Also, Peroni and Sons is doing their expansion that following week. So you will be getting lots and lots of invites in the upcoming week. Please let us know if you have any questions. A couple of other, just some updates on the insurance front. Annalisa had requested from LDI an update on the number of policies that are coming off of the citizens' rolls. That information is backlogged a little bit. But through some period last year, Jefferson is still leading the state in getting our policies off of citizens' rolls, which was a goal of ours when we did the insurance action plan and took some bold steps to put Jefferson in a better light. We completed interviews with architects for the food and beverage incubator. We are working with our selected firm to see if we can negotiate a contract with them. That will be coming before you very soon, as well as yesterday we met to review, and Gene helped participate in this. We reviewed proposals for our new website. We reviewed the proposals. We're gonna bring a few of those firms in for interviews and hope to be bringing that before you as well, so we can move forward with the website. We are entering audit season, which seems like it now is year round. It seems like it's just a constant process, but we're engaged with the auditors now. And other than that, if we have Kate here, but you sometimes see Philip here, and Philip, if you don't know what he does on the side other than practice law, there's a great article in Biz New Orleans about his role as chairing the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation this year and the role he played in getting the Super Bowl here. So we'll be sure to tell him I have multiple people asking me for tickets. Yeah.
Get in prices.
I had a friend that I haven't spoken to in a couple of years who called me yesterday, says, I need two tickets, but I don't want to pay $10,000 a piece, and I don't want to be in the 600 section. I said, oh, great. Would you like sideline passes as well? But it is exciting. I know there was an article, or one of the television stations said the Holiday Inn at the airport rented their last room, $1,000 a night, three night minimum at the Holiday Inn. So Jefferson is going to see a significant pop as a result of this, and it's a real my personal feelings about the Kansas City Chiefs aside, I actually think Taylor Swift, I think they think they're estimating the television audience to be like over a billion now. It's hard to get any better opportunity for the city and the region to show off than we have next week.
Well, they're spending a lot of money preparing for this, I tell you, which is good for the city.
Stuff. Well, it'll be lasting things, too. Mm-hmm. I think that's the big benefit. A lot of it's going to be around after the game's over.
Absolutely.
When was your last conversation with Heck to hear the schedule? Is he?
He was on WWL yesterday, but I missed it. I talked to him over the weekend, and he said the snow definitely is going to impact their ability to finish everything, but I don't think the general public is going to notice. You know, any visitors to the city are not going to notice those things not getting done.
Okay.
Is he actually going to get a wrap on the Plaza Tower or not?
I knew somebody was going to ask that question.
Who knows?
I would think that window is closing rapidly.
They can get it up within a couple of days, but I don't know if it's getting done. I know that the company has been up there multiple times because the guy that owns the company that's doing all the wraps, I see him all the time, and he showed me pictures of how it's all designed and it's ready to go. So I know it's ready to go. It's just, anyway.
Matter of time, right. Okay, well, we have had our updates and we've had our comments from our commissioners, and I'd like to remind all of you to complete the related party questionnaires and place it in the box over there at the end of the table before we leave. It's a small envelope, so it's in your chair. Penny's given us instructions, and I think this is it. I'd like to call for the adjournment, if I can get a motion. Second?
Second.
All right, it's been moved by Jean, second by Stephen, and the meeting is open.
Thank you.